Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending April 21st, 2017. First, the big picture. The International Monetary Fund has tweaked its predictions for global economic growth in a positive direction. The organization now predicts that the world economy will grow at a pace of 3.5% this year, or 0.1 percentage points more than previously predicted, and that's up from 3.1% last year. The IMF also predicts growth of 3.6% in 2018. Acceleration will be broad-based across advanced, emerging, and low-income economies, building on gains seen both in manufacturing and trade. Growth in the United States will be below the world average, coming in at 2.3% this year after a considerably smaller 1.6% last year. But that puts the United States ahead of the rest of the developed world. The Eurozone will see 1.7% growth this year, the UK 2%, Canada 1.9%, and Japan 1.2%. Whether the current momentum will be sustained remains an open question, according to the IMF. A distinct set of threats in advanced economies stem from festering domestic political movements skeptical of international economic integration. That is, a resurgence of protectionism in the United States, Europe, or other places. That will be the case no matter whether the damage to trade integration comes through stalling or wrecking multilateral rules-based systems, regional arrangements such as the Euro area or NAFTA, or globally agreed standards for financial regulations such as the WTO. Closer to home, the administration's focus on boosting U.S. exports and reducing imports could drive policy changes that negatively impact industrial real estate markets in the United States, according to a recent Cushman & Wakefield report. Even so, the report concludes that a trade war with China or U.S. withdrawal from NAFTA remain rather unlikely, which is good news for industrial development and absorption. The company's industrial research weighs the impact of trade with China. This is the United States' second-largest trading partner and its third-largest export market, as well as a major driver of the industrial-related warehouse demand in this country. And the report concludes that China remains too important a trade partner for the U.S. to engage in a trade war. Well, we'll see. As for NAFTA, that too is important, and fundamental change is unlikely. Still, all three NAFTA partners recognize the need for updating the agreement. That's all this week. This is Dee Stribling with Marshall Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those excellent websites.